Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, family. We're getting ready to start our call. I'm going to try and see if I can play this song before we get started. Decreed Life by Michelle Antoinette. Let's see if it'll play for you all.
You shall prosper. Decree. Oh, I come by to tell you.
you can download the song that I was playing to open up this morning, and that's Decree Life. Some of you heard it, and I played it on our call thing at the top of the year. Michelle Antoinette, one of our faithpreneurs here in the community, she released that EP the end of last year, and it's called Decree Life, D-E-C-R-E-E. So if you couldn't hear it playing, I think some people did, some people didn't. I don't know what's going on, but I will make sure that I put the link on my page, or those of you who are on, you can put it in the group. You can download it on iTunes, on Amazon Music, anywhere music is sold. And it's called Decree Life by Michelle Antoinette. And in this time that we're in, I just wanted to open up with that song because it just, God gave her a word and a timely opportunity to just encourage people. We didn't know what was ahead of us when she released Decree Life, and the words and the lyrics that God gave her to share in her music of ministry is just so appropriate for such a time as this. This COVID-19 is continuing to just wreak havoc across the world. It's touching closer to home to each and every person. It's touched me in multiple ways. I just literally have no words. All I can do is just pray for strength. Yesterday, my world was rocked when one of my business friends who became my family passed away, and one of my close friends called me hysterically screaming, and I just said, Lord, all I could do is just call on Jesus. I don't know how many of you know the Leandria song. She has two versions, and, you know, it's just sometimes all you can just say is just Jesus. All you can do is call on him in these times. It's so much going on. People are so heavy, and all I thank God for is just keeping me calm and keeping me measured and keeping me focused on him, not the things that I can't control, but the things that I can, and just doing my part to help comfort the brokenhearted, to deal with the challenges that hit my door. It's just where none of us are exempt, but the good news is that we serve a God who can do all things but fail. So no matter how hard we might feel it is or what it looks like, we're not going to doubt him for a second. One of the things that I continue to say is I've tried to bring comfort to those in my family and extended family and trying to resolve those who have transitioned in these past weeks, and particularly this past week, is that God is choosing who he's giving rest in this time. Those who know him, and, you know, our faith is that we're passing through and that we're living a life so that we can see God's face and that we can reunite with those who die in the Lord. And it's not a conversation that a lot of people like to have, because just the thought of losing and leaving loved ones can be overwhelming. But there's hope in salvation, and there's hope in knowing that this is temporal. And those testimonies that I keep hearing, even in the midst of sorrow, have been just such a blessing. One I'm going to share now, my sorority sister, Sands, we came into our organization together, so she is, blood could make us closer, and she just lost one of her cousins, and she was her grand, there are two cousins levels removed, if you would say, but she's in her 90s, and ironically, she was able to go to church before everyone had to start transitioning to online and virtual services, at least those who are complying with the sheltering in, trying to flatten the curve of this virus. And she just started in testimony talking to the church and just admonishing everyone, y'all better get yourselves right with the Lord. You know, make sure that you just search yourself, get yourself right with God, because I know I'm right with God. And she started singing, going on the glory chain, and she sang the full song, full verse. And that was the last thing that everybody in that service remembers, that she left witnessing that she was all right with her master. You know, it was just encouraging. Of course, we don't know the day, the time, the hour, but I feel that God gives you a little inkling of when transition is happening in certain circumstances. And I feel that mother knew when she was approaching that, or she had told God that she was ready and it was well with her soul. And it's just encouraging in this hard time when her children can't all get here because of all the travel restrictions, because of all the restrictions on burial. So many of my close friends and family that can't have any sort of closure with a funeral right now because of everything that's going on. All I can do is say, Lord, I know that you're going to give your people peace, that you've given those who you transition the opportunity to rest, because this is the beginning of these end times. You know, the part of the Bible that a lot of us really don't go into often, because I know I was one of them. Like, Revelations is like, woo, say what now? I'd rather stay in the nicer parts of the revelation of the word, but Revelations is real. And we know that that's a part of what we are witnessing and the foreshadowing of things to come. So this is not time for us to be weary or to give up, but to put on the whole armor really so that we can fight against the wilds. We don't know what's to come. We don't know what's ahead. And this global pandemic is showing the world that man is not in control of anything. And therefore, the grace of God go each and every one of us. And, you know, my prayers continue to go up for all of those on the front line of what's happening and, you know, in the hospitals, serving and protecting, and the law enforcement and the fire department and the EMTs and the paramedics, the nurses, the doctors, the orderlies, those who are shipping food to and fro, those who have to still show up at the post office, those who are still, you know, essential workers in a variety of capacities that are putting themselves in harm's way each and every day to do the thing that they were put on this planet to do, what they had a calling to do. And we can just pray for covering for each and every one of them. No one is exempt from what's happening. It's just God's grace of mercy that's carrying us through. And as they are struggling to make sense of how to flatten the curve, struggling to make sense of how to create a vaccine, they still understand that they're even unclear and unsure of how this will come back again, like any other flu virus that continues to operate year to year. So it's a reminder that only God is in control, and what he allows for whatever reason, there's a lot that we won't understand. All we can do is just wait until it is revealed by and by. And in the midst of it all, we have to be God's continued hands and feet here on this planet, that we can serve in the midst of crisis. You know, I had such a great conversation with one of the seniors that I called. I think I'd mentioned that I'm a part of a Wellness Ambassador outreach during this crisis and checking in on seniors who no longer can go to senior centers because they're closed. There are no more services that they can go and do their recreation or get their food. And we're just checking on them to make sure they have food, make sure they've eaten. And this one senior, when I called, I said, one of the questions that we're asking is, how are you feeling? You know, do you have people to talk to? And she said, Bangley, I'm sitting here reading my Bible. I said, well, amen. I said, I'm so happy to hear that. She said, I have some food. And, you know, next week I might need some more, but I'm just reading my Bible. And that was just yet another encouragement that we have to be the ones that can truly shine a light on where there's still good, where we can control something positive, because we can't control the outcome of this virus. We can't control who is going to be susceptible to it. We are hopeful that as they predict the amount of people who do contract the virus or they're test positive, they will naturally work through it and get over it. But for the population who's losing their loved ones and can't fight through, we just have to keep them covered in prayer, because only God can fill that void. I don't pretend to have the words. I don't pretend to want to make up the words. All I can do is just offer prayer for comfort, and that God will give us all the strength to truly be his people and not to be wavering in what we're saying, not to make people look at us with a side eye, with the things that are coming out our mouth or the actions that we're taking, but to be good witnesses, not to let people lay blame on God. You know, I'm seeing some things and I'm just scratching my head like, say what now? But in this time, we're really going to see, as my pastor would say, who's a who and who's not the who, because you won't know what faith is until you have to stand on it and exercise it. And now more than ever, all of us
are in that position. And just know that my heart and my prayers are with you all 24/7. And I'm just grateful that we have this platform that we can gather together. We can check in. We can hear each other's voices. And we can do what we do every single Saturday for over a decade, which is stand in the gap for those who can't be on the call, declaring and decreeing that God is real, his word is true, and it will never return unto him void. So we're not going to walk in fear. We're going to stand in faith, and we're going to extend our hands of comfort and service in a way that really makes a difference. So thank you for taking time out to be on the call this morning. The lines are still not working, so I think I'm just going to reorganize everything so that we just keep this new number. So just share this out with those who you've already shared it with, and let them know that moving forward, we're just going to stick to this number, because it looks like whatever happened with the company, they can't get this batch of lines to operate again. So resave it if you saved it in your phone or in your calendars, and we have to get our system updated for the email alerts. For those of you that get emails, that it will have the new phone number. So that way we're not in a position where we're trying to figure out, well, what's going on? So, good morning, good morning, good morning. I see a couple of you are unmuted and ready to
hear. Good morning.
So go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. This is Darnell from Buffalo, New York. Just calling to say I thank God. Thank God for you, Dr. Stacy, and all our family on the line today. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank God for you, and appreciate you always being here and being a part of this family and just being supportive. And that's what it's about. At this time, we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through it together. One of my mentors, Susan Taylor, said something that I repeat all over the place. I think I quote her all the time. But one of the things that she said that was so just powerful: hands that serve are more important than lips that pray. And that's, you know, putting our prayer into action, doing things that can be helpful, checking on someone who might not have anybody, and just extending ourselves virtually. We can't do much with traveling and going outdoors, but we can just reach out and touch through these telephone lines, through the internet, and just be able to get through each day with one another. So thank you, Darnell, for being here. Who else wants to tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Roz in Dallas, Texas, and this is the day that the Lord has made. And I just want to say it's a great day. And I don't know if Anita is on the line. Anita, put that playlist out, but I want y'all to just start clapping your hands. You know that version of Fred Hammond, "This Is the Day"? And it says, and the people said, "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice
Thank you, Roz. Well, because
good morning.
Good morning. We have one of you sing at a time, and then I think I hear my girl, Valerie, get ready to speak. But thank you for the praise and worship, because when I played my music this morning, some of you couldn't hear it. So go ahead, Valerie.
Okay.
Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, my Valerie. Great to hear your voice. And what are you grateful for this morning?
I'm grateful for the day, and I'm grateful for taking it one day at a time. Because this is something I never experienced, and trusting in God. And this is a test. I guess he's testing us. I gain strength through people and their positive words. Thank you, well, Dr. Stacey Grant.
You are welcome, my Valerie. And whatever we're to learn, I don't know if it's a test. I don't know if it's what this world has put itself in position for. There's so many views. All we know is that we're going to trust him to carry us through. So thank you so much for being here, and just appreciate you, Valerie. You've been rocking out with me over a decade. You've been here every day, usually the first
thank
one,
but
then Rob and them be trying to slip in to say their greetings first. But I appreciate you, Valerie. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Stay in, stay safe, and be well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else wants to say good morning? Press star 1, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. That
good
other
morning,
one is open. There you go. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I hear Celia. I hear three of you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start with Celia.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, this is Odelphia from Suffolk County, Long Island, and I am just grateful for you, Dr. Stacey, and to just being able to get up this morning and see my family and that we're all doing well. And even though I don't get an opportunity to come on frequently, know that I speak with people, and I'm just very grateful and thankful just to be among all of us.
Amen. Well, it's so good to hear your voice. Thank you for jumping on this morning. We appreciate that, and just praying for your everybody's continued safety and wellness. And let's just be the good news of the gospel right now, because the world needs it more than ever.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Good morning. This is Linda Gardner, and my family calls me Michelle. I'm from Houston, Texas. I was invited on the line by my cousin Roz. And so I just decided to drop in this morning, because she's invited me a number of times. So I just decided to drop in. And I'm just thankful to God for, I mean, everything. My health, my strength, the fact that I'm here, family, friends. His goodness, and I'm thankful to be on the call this morning.
Well, welcome to the family. Thank you for taking Roz's invitation and for coming on the call. It's real simple. There's no pomp, form, or circumstance here. We just believe Jesus. So welcome to the call. Thank you for fellowshipping with us, and we hope that you join us again.
Hey, Dot.
Thank you.
Michelle is a doctor for TSU, so she's like a responder front line that if she gets called into the office, it will keep her in prayer. And she has daughters that are front line responders in their employment, too, if you guys will keep that in prayer. I love you, Michelle.
I love you, too.
Absolutely. We have to say extra prayer for a hedge of protection around all of you who are doing the good work of responding and just being put in such difficult situations with limited resources and making decisions that you never thought in your career that you'd have to make, and which I'm still baffled at how the United States of America is in such a quandary on things that third world countries can manage. And if you look at the numbers, they have zero deaths. And minimal infections, it really says a lot about the ego and the pompous nature by which we've operated as a country. And then to see what leadership is doing now makes you really, really do one of those Snoopy Dogg, what is going on? But we're going to continue to pray for deliverance, that the right decisions can be made to save more lives. There's no need to lose lives unnecessarily because of lack of leadership or preparation. So thank you for being on the front line, and we'll definitely be praying for you and all of those who are making the ultimate sacrifice.
Thank you.
Okay, family, you're welcome. Family, anyone else that wants to say good morning today? I am participating with one of our family members, Mecca, who you all hear on this call Saturday. She is hosting a virtual event today. She's doing a marketing and business marketing and mastery conference on Zoom. So if you all have connected with her, you can get the link to sign up for that. It's 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock today, and apparently I'm opening up the conference, and it starts at 11. So our Holy Ghost after party won't be as long today because I do want to make sure I get myself together and test equipment so that I can be able to show up and serve in the way that she's asked me to, and excited to support her and all the other speakers that'll be on. So if you're not doing anything, you know, pop on by. You can go to her Instagram page, the Yoma Method, and the link for the event is there. And I believe she's also on Facebook, and the Yoma Method is the_Yoma, Y-O-M-A _Method. And you can go ahead and get the information if you want to support our Faith Nor VIP prayer call sister. But I just wanted to explain why we probably will end no later than 10:30 today if we go over. For the new folks, this used to be a 30-minute situation, and it just keeps stretching out and stretching out because all these crazy Jesus people just won't stop praising.
Hey, Doc, can you repeat that information for Becca again? And for those, if they don't go to Becca, if they want more prayer, I'm teaching at 11 East Coast time with Always Journal. So you have to just back message me so I can add you into the group. And I'm doing Kingdom Discipleship, Heaven's Representative on Earth, and lacing it in with Nehemiah's Building of the Wall. But can we get to Becca? Because I've got some clients who would love to connect with Becca, because I want to make sure I'm getting into somebody text me and said, what did she say?
Well, it's Mecca, M-E-C-C-A is her name, and her Instagram handle is the_Yoma, Y-O-M-A _Method, M-E-T-H-O-D. So that's from 11 to 3, and I'm opening up for them for this digital conference. So, and then, Rod, you can put in the group as well where you'll be for those who might want to join in with you. Because right now, there are going to be multiple opportunities for virtual conversations, classes, prayer, and we need it all just to keep everybody's mind focused on positive things and things they can do. Because if you watch the news 24/7, you'll end up in depression and being overwhelmed, because even the news anchors are barely able to make it through the news these days. They're breaking down crying. They can barely manage the stories because it's just so much. So get your headline information so you know what's going on, but I would advise limit the intake of the amount of the news you get, because it can just really wear on your spirit. So thank you, Roz. Anybody else wants to say hello this morning? You can press *1. I think Celia, did you get to speak yet? Celia been waiting, and she was courteous and letting folks go. But where am I, Celia? Celia, go ahead and greet the family.
Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I am just grateful to still be among the living, to give praises to my Heavenly Father, to be able to rejoice with everyone, that both of my sons are still safe and virus-free in spite of everything that we are going through. I have been rocked this week because someone who I consider a spiritual big sister has lost her brother, but yet she will be preaching on Palm Sunday, so I will be supporting her in spirit from my home as I watch her. But God is still in control, and I'm trusting and believing that all things is happening according to His will, though we do not understand it, for His thoughts are higher than ours. He is still in control. And he's desiring for a couple of things. One of them is for us to return, for his children to return to our first love, which is him, for us to return to family and community. For some, he is giving rest. For some, it's just their time, and as written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but in all things, we have to give him faith, glory, honor, and praise as he Amen. Raises up a new generation to deal with the new world that's before us.
Amen. That is it. Well, I'm glad that the boys are doing well and you as well. So just continue to stay sheltered in, stay safe, and continue to pray, because the word tells us to pray without ceasing. If we ever knew why we need to pray without ceasing, I think we understand a little inkling of why and what we are witnessing today. But thank you, Celia, and just continue to do the work that you're doing with the beautiful village. I'm just so excited for how you're moving forward with what God gave you to do to be a blessing. So thank you for being on the call.
Love you much.
Love you more. All right, who's next? I heard somebody else unmute. Go ahead, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, everybody. It's LaDreen from Fort Washington, Maryland. And I am grateful that God sits on the throne. So no matter what's going on in this world, I know that God is in control. So that gives me a sense of peace. But I'm asking for a prayer this morning. My 77-year-old aunt has contracted the virus, and she is in the hospital. Her daughters have been tested, and so far the tests are coming back negative for them. There's one more that is pending, and our family went through craziness in terms of death in November, and it's actually my aunt's daughter who passed away and her close brother. So I just want you all to keep us in prayer, but I really, 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 this is like my favorite aunt. I'm trusting in God, and I know, like, whatever his will is, it's well with me. But just want to reach out and ask for prayer, not only for my aunt, but for everyone who's dealing with this virus and their family members.
Absolutely. What's your aunt's name?
Earlene Pickman.
Earlene Pickney?
Pickman, H-I-C-K-M-A-N.
Oh, Hickman. Okay, got it. Well, thank you, LaDreen, for sharing that with us, and we definitely will be lifting her up in prayer, and like you said, everyone that has been affected. I don't think there's anyone on the planet at this point who hasn't been affected in some way. Someone that they know, a relative, a friend, an associate, you know, it's just hitting all the way around, even down to one of my son's coaches. Last night he was like, "Mommy," and he sent me the message. I was like, "Woof!" It's just a lot, you know. I literally feel like my phone has not stopped going off with calls, messages, and just it's a lot. It's a lot going on, and all I keep doing is just thanking God for strength and just giving me the strength to be able to be there and offer words of comfort and just process and deal with what I have to deal with those who are directly connected to me. So thank you, LaDreen, for sharing that. And we will definitely lift her up. And all we can do is trust God to bring us through and just hold on to the hope that the majority of people, as they're estimating, are going to get through this and be able to come out on the other side. So thank you, LaDreen. Love you, girl. And appreciate your continued support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Who else wants to say good morning before we move forward with our call today? And if you're new to the call, it's real simple. Just press *1, give your phone a minute to unmute, and then just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and just what you're grateful for this first Saturday in April.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy. This is Karen in Orlando.
Good morning. The call's already started, and I'm still sending out texts. I know people are wondering, like, isn't the call started already? But they don't know that we have the Holy Ghost after party, so we're here for a little while. So it's still okay to come on it's no matter what time. So I'm just thankful that, you know, we have such a wonderful place every Saturday for all these wonderful saints to come to just give honor and glory and just to be lifting the Lord up together. I am lifting up my I have a friend in New York, Anthony, that has been in the hospital. He had been for something different, but then had found that he had the virus after he was there and expecting to get out. I was hoping today. I'm not sure. Still waiting for news. And then another friend of mine, Masako, also had contracted it, as well as another family member. So just want to continue to lift everyone up, and especially, like you said, all the healthcare workers, they are really putting themselves out there for all of us, and just pray that they get the resources that they need, and that we all can continue to just fight the battle on the spiritual side so that we can, you know, do all that we can to get this over. So just thank you, and I just love all the saints here, and especially you, Dr. Stacy, for all that you do each Saturday. So I'm just thankful for just the wonderful family of people we have here. Thank you. And hopefully any of my friends that are on, then hit star one and let them know this is a gratitude time. Thank you for coming.
Good morning.
I love you, Sharon.
Good morning.
I appreciate you, Sherry. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Tondi. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas. And I am so grateful for Dr. Stacy, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to pray with the saints. I am grateful that the churches and the country and the world is coming together and recognizing that this is a time to pray. I am grateful that I believe that God, we are going to see God do great things in this time. I am grateful for the opportunity to reset. I am grateful for the opportunity to see my children and touch them and kiss them all day long.
Mm-hmm. That is sweet. I tell you, kids, while some parents are having a little challenge with the homeschooling, they might have expelled one or two kids or a few of them on detention.
That's grateful for teachers.
I think what this is over.
Pray for us. Pray for
rumble,
us. And pray for us.
We're praying for the teachers because they might get some extra bonuses when this is all said and done. Just what a calling it is to be a teacher. But that is wonderful that you can kiss up your kids and just have moments looking at the blessing that it is to be able to have them, and that God chose you to be the vessel for them to come through. So thank you for just unmuting to share that. And God is doing a work. You know, as crazy as it looks, I promise you, when you hear the testimonies on the other side of this, because God is working. That's why we have to stay diligent. We have to stay focused and continuing to take action. I never knew how much the words in the book were going to be appropriate for such a time as this. Action, despite the distraction, has taken on a whole new meaning and level in this time. And what God wants us to do is focus on Him, not circumstances, focus on Him, not what it seems like, focus on Him, not what people are saying. And He wants our undivided attention. So this is our opportunity, as Mother said, to get right and do what we need to do to find ourselves approved so that we can exercise and utilize the very gifts and talents He gave us to be answers in this time of confusion, to be peace in the time of chaos, and to be guidance in the time of unsurety. So thank you so much for being on the call, and continue. Just be safe. Enjoy your babies and kiss them up. I love spoiling the babies and sending them home, though, because Lord knows I'm not built to have the little ones for too long anymore. My kids are way over that point. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I could do it for a season, but not forever. So kiss the babies, and thank you so much for being on the call today. And Karen, thank you for all of the people that you have referred to the call. Just love you and appreciate you sending your sunshine from Orlando each and every week. So thank you for being the blessing you are, and for holding the space for the multiple prayer calls that you do throughout the week. So thank you. Yeah. And who else wants to say good morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, y'all.
I was just about to say, where the brothers at? And then here you go. There you go, my brother.
Hey, sis. This is Stacy from Lakewood, Washington. How y'all doing? You know, look, I'm grateful for a whole lot of things right now. This has been amazing. This whole COVID thing, God has just showed up, showed out. My kids are just amazing. You know, they're loving being home. I'm loving having them home. And, you know, we're doing a lot of things together. And, you know, we are getting into a lot of different activities and whatnot. But also, you know, since this whole thing has happened, you know, God has done some amazing things. One of my client contracts, you know, got doubled. So I ended up getting a raise, if you will, which was really good. Also, you know, well, we decided to come up with a solution for parents who are losing their minds, you know, by putting together some programming and some interaction with kids across the country, you know, allowing parents to tune them in or plug them in to some activities that we'll do inside the kitchen with staff and different things like that. So I've been talking to quite a few of my ELO providers. You know, we run programs in the schools right now. Well, before the COVID thing happened, at least. And, you know, I reached out to some of my fellow community program partners and said, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing for parents across the country. What do you think? And they're like, oh, my gosh, that sounds incredible. Yeah, I'm in. So anyway, you know, I don't know how long this COVID thing is going to go on, but we decided to put together a package for parents across the country so that they can plug their kids in instead of losing their minds. You know, so yesterday we had another open door. God opened another opportunity, and I did a walkthrough for some organizational leaders who are now trying to figure out how to use this thing called live streaming to reach their community of over 10,000. So I did a walkthrough yesterday. They were very happy with that. Ended up unexpectedly getting paid really well for it, and then asked if I can be that person to do that for their upcoming event, which is in the middle of this month, where they will be coordinating all of their leadership. And so they need somebody to be able to do that. So I've gotten selected to do that. So I'm really happy about all of this. This is great.
Amen. Look, amen. Won't he do it?
He will do it. He will do it. Yeah,
well,
so I'm grateful.
And just another testimony once again, like even in the midst of everything going on, that you were able to use the skill and the talents that God gave you to be an answer to a problem. And that's what, you know, for me, this whole movement of Faithpreneurs, that I'm still humbled and sometimes scratching my head that God is trusting me to shepherd and guide. That's the joy in it, where we can get to those points where you understand what your assignment is, and then you go ahead and do it. And because you were not getting ready, you were ready to answer the call when they had to fill a need in this immediate climate and crisis. Look at the blessing that came from it. So, you know, God's word is true. It's like nothing that you have to recreate or you have to force fit. You just have to walk in what God has given you. So thank you for sharing that testimony to encourage those who are on the line to just not focus on despair and panic, but focus on sharpening your saw, sharpening the thing that God gave you in this downtime, and the way in which it can show up and be the answer
for what is needed for such a time as this. That's why I've had to take care of some family concerns for these past 2 weeks, but we've still been building out and adding to what we're going to offer in Destiny Designers University and continue to just be a blessing in a time where people need it more than ever. So I so appreciate that you shared that testimony, and congratulations to you and as you build it out and the way in which this organization is now going to be able to touch and reach those that they serve. It's just a wonderful example of more stories like that that will come at the end of this COVID drama. It's like a bad movie that just keeps replaying every day. But at the end of it all, there will be more testimonies. God is positioning his people to be the head and not the tail. So continue to be encouraged, continue to do the things that you've been called to do. This is just another example of why you have to be ready, not get ready. So kiss my nephews for me, my brother, and thank you so much for always having my back and being on the call.
And can I add one thing, sis?
Yes.
Okay, and this is on a more streamlined note of the word. And I wanted to add this mainly because, you know, I know that there are some callers online who may have been in the position of not knowing why they have experienced so many things in their lives. You know, they have gone through ups and downs and not realized that those were all the training grounds. Those were all of the areas that God was strengthening and proofing them in their lives in order to be ready, you know. And there's no rhyme or reason at the time that you're going through the things that you're going through. You know, I've worked in probably every industry. Well, maybe that's an exaggeration, but I've worked in many industries throughout my life and just kind of happened across them. But all of those areas came to a head yesterday when I was going through the process that needed to happen for an event that the organizational heads had last night. And then I ended up being pulled into the event. So I was operating remotely back and forth with the leader and saying, okay, you got to do this with your lighting. You got to do this with your sound. You got to do, you know, and being able to do the tech troubleshoot remotely. And so that would not have been possible had I not had the experience that God opened the doors for me to have over the years. So, you know, when the word says that your gifts will make room for you, it really means that, you know. And so for those on the call who may be discouraged because their lives may seem random right now, don't get discouraged. Understand that there is a reason why you are on a road that seems like it has many dead ends. Those aren't dead ends in God. Those are the necessary components that he will pull together when your season is upon you. So understand that your steps are ordered by him. He says the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. You know, and so just allow him to order them and allow him to continue to move you through it. And remember that all things work together for your good because you are loved by him and you are called according to his purpose. So I just wanted to add that so folks realize that
Amen.
There is a reason.
All right. There. Absolutely. Absolutely. Things that you think, like, why am I doing that? Like,
right.
Why did I learn that? Why did I go there? It's all for a reason, and nothing is wasted. So,
That's right. Indeed,
my brother, thank you so much. I'll take one more person, and I'm going to share the scripture that I want to leave with you all and say a prayer, and then I'll open back up. But I do have to end by 10:30 today, only because I have another commitment, like I mentioned earlier, for those of you who came on later on, supporting our sister here on the Facepreneur, Destiny Designers Facepreneur VIP prayer call, the Yoma Method Mecca,
is having a conference, and I'm opening up for her, so I just have to get ready for that. So our typical Holy Ghost after party, we know how it can extend, but today I do have to be mindful of wrapping us up by 10:30. So
good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yay! Yes, I can.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. I am so happy to be here. Thank you. I am grateful for you, Dr. Stacy. I am grateful just to hear Jason's wonderful voice and hear his testimony and just be so encouraged and excited by his words. I am so excited and grateful that I have done so far 4,442 steps while we are on the phone. Yip, yip, yippee. Actually, I think I started at 1,000 before we got on the phone. But I am like, yay, we are getting these steps in. We're getting our praise on. Yip, yip, yippee. So happy and grateful. I am happy to hear about my friend Mecca, who's a friend of my head. And from, I never met her before, anything like that, but I still consider her my friend. And I'm just so happy that she is going on and doing great things and doing her, and I'm wishing her all the best on her broadcast and much success. Thank you. This is Dietra F. Tellis, Billionaire is Happy. Thank you from New Jersey.
Oh, just love you, sis. Thank you so much for bringing your happy sunshine to our call each week. It's just always a joy. I think everybody, when they hear your voice, automatically smiles, right? Because they smiling and joy, it's contagious. That's why I don't like grumpy, miserable people, honey, because I like to smile, I like to laugh, I like to have fun, and I'm really going to date myself. There's a play when I was a little girl that my mama took me to see, Your Arms Too Short, The Box of God. And
I remember.
From that play. Mm-hmm. And it said, don't nobody bring me no bad news. So that's how I like to live. I'm like, Jesus, I know bad things happen, but I don't like misery. I don't like people that, you know, just drama fill. You got to have some joy, some laughter. I guess that's why I have dimples, because I've been laughing since I'm a baby.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
So I appreciate you, and thank you so much for always being here and just sharing your joy and being a part of the family.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome. All right, family. I heard somebody else. I just want to make sure that you get in before I go to the verse that I'm going to share and then say our prayer for today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Queen Mother Mary, and I just want to say what a blessing you all are to me when I get the opportunity to join. And I'm so thankful that God has opened up doors. Today was supposed to be in Atlanta to do the Autism Awareness Program, mm-hmm. but everyone has agreed to, you know, to do it virtually. So it will be continuing through the month of April. And I just encourage people to watch O. Jordan. The Miguel is such a wonderful, wonderful person. And I'm on this because my by the blessings of God, my grandson, who is on the spectrum, is here with us now in Richmond, as well as his mother. And we're doing some things for all the kids here. I'm blessed that God provided me with a large enough home so that we're now a family of 10 in my home in Richmond, Virginia. And we're just learning so much from each other. And it can be looked at as something that is horrible, but I'm just so blessed to have a family of 10 with me. I went from 1 to 10 in less than 2 months, and I'm blessed by it. So continue what you're doing and live a blessed life.
Oh, that is wonderful, and God bless the family being able to be together. And I've been sharing out some information as well about autism and all of my bonus nieces and nephews, that I call them, that are on the spectrum and still doing a beautiful and wonderful experience of life, just different than we know it. And we pray for the continued research and support to help those who are on the spectrum. So thank you for sharing that. And Queen Mother Mary, just being the blessing that you are, it's so great to hear your voice. And just stay in and stay safe. I keep telling everyone, shelter in, because my mom called it early on that this thing was going to be, was transmitted via aerial, that you, community spread is happening because of what people are not only just touching and droplets, and we see what's happening. So if we can do a small part by just staying in and sheltering in, it's to help flatten the curve, and let's continue to do that. And as you're doing, having your family all in one place, that you all can be safe and can be together and can enjoy each other's company as we push through this. So thank you so much for being on the call today. All right. Let me see. Okay, I think everyone is called right now. Open back up afterwards for a few more of you who did not get to share, if you wanted to just greet the family or share a prayer request or a praise report. We will do that at the end of the call. So for today, the verse that I'm going to is from Hebrews. You know, it's like, Lord, what scripture am I going to just share, because as I encourage you all, I'm encouraging myself, child. I am not out of it. I need as much prayer, if not more, than each of you. So just be very clear that we are in this together, and all we can do is just look to God for strength and help. But Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And this is from the King James Version. Once again, Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And I was like, well, amen, Jesus, because that is all we can do. Come boldly before the throne, that we know we serve a God who will answer us. We know we serve a God who will never fail. God said to bring his word back to him. That's how we meditate on his word. That's how we take and digest what he has told us. That's how we exercise our faith and our belief, that as we approach the throne of grace, we can obtain mercy. And we can find grace to help in time of need. And right now, that is all we can do, is the grace to get through these times. COVID-19 is not something that we have seen in our living lifetime. That I was speaking with one of my mentors who is 86, and she was like, as long as I've been on this planet, I've seen some things, I've experienced some things, but I have never seen anything like this. And I think that's what everyone who is watching what is happening across the globe, not just in one country, but literally across the globe, the tributes that are being given to so many who have name and notoriety that get to have more of their story told because news outlets are picking it up. But then there's so many ordinary, everyday, extraordinary individuals who have transitioned, who are no longer here, whose children can't bury their loved ones, whose parents can't bury their children, relatives that they can't get to because of everything that's happening. And, you know, I'm sending a special prayer to the family of my dear friend Dan, who I still can't even wrap my mind around the fact that he is no longer with us. But all we can do is to just go to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and be able to be in a position where we can lift up a prayer and just ask God to comfort all of the brokenhearted, and to help us to remember the words that we read in his word are to remind us that he's the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and that he will be with us no matter what, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like. We won't doubt him for a second, because we're going to hold on to the fact that he's the same God that carried the children of Israel through the plagues. He's the same God that carried Noah through building the ark. He's the same God that carried Abraham through. He's the same God that carried Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace of fire. So he specializes in the impossible. He specializes in things that seem impossible that he makes possible. So this is not time for us to start doubting and thinking that he might have shifted, he might be a new flavor or spraying the God. No, he's the same God.
And the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow will bring us through what we're experiencing now, what we're witnessing now, and give us the strength that we can help those who believe that he is real, that believe his word is true, to focus on the things that they can control, which is our reaction, not the things that we can't control, which is what's happening and what we see between the economy, between the illnesses, between the deaths, between all of that. Those things we can't control. All we can control is how much we pray, how much we stay before the throne, that we come boldly and know that we will find grace in and around us each and every day to help in the time of need. That's all we have. I don't have the answers. I don't have the vaccine. I don't have the cure to the economy. I don't have the stimulus package. All I have is Jesus. And that is what I offer each and every one of you, to just focus on what it is that we've learned, what it is that we continue to grow in our faith. We talk about that on this call all the time, that it's an opportunity for us to develop our faith muscles so that we can be able to...
Could you explain that?
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a little one here trying to tell me something very important. You know, kids can care less what you're doing. I just, Lord, give me strength. But she's only six. But this is a time that we can focus on how we can be a help, how we can just remember that every single word from Genesis to Revelation was written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for a reason, that there was something that God was teaching us literally, figuratively, through the parabolic stories that are in the Bible. And somebody has their phone open. If you can just mute, you can just, so that there's no background noise. Thank you. We're in a space and place where we're able to acknowledge that these words are here to give us strength and really to remind us of the God we serve, to remind us of what it is that we believe, that the stories from the Old Testament to the New Testament are just showing us that God is a forever God, that the same things he did for others, he will do for you. And it will look a little different. It might feel a little different, but there's nothing new under the sun to him. He knows everything. He knows who we are from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. So we're going to plead the precious blood of Jesus that we use wisdom, that we're not out here in these streets acting like straight lunatics, but professing the good news of the gospel. Let's not be hypocritical and let's not be foolish. God gives us wisdom. He gives us confirmation in our spirit of how to move and how to be. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, there are certain rules and regulations that we're being asked to follow so that we can be a part of flattening the curve and be a part of helping this world, not this nation, but this world get back to normal. So let's be mindful of how we show up, how we represent God, right? Because we're his representatives, just like everybody's parents told them, don't you go out there and shame me in the street. Don't you go out there and ruin our name. Well, every time we move, every time we speak, every time we act, we are showing our representation of being children of God. So let's not embarrass our Father. Let's show up boldly before the throne of grace. Let us show up with words of encouragement. Let us show up not in fear, but in faith. Let us show up in a way that we're taking action each day on the assignment that we've been given, because we're not focused on how dire it may seem, but we're focused on a God who can do the impossible. We're focused on a God who never fails. We're focused on a God that makes no mistakes. So he will bind up our hearts. He will comfort and heal and bring together families that are going through difficult moments right now. But by and by, it will all be revealed, and we will understand as we are passing through that when that time comes, when we do transition, that we know that we have lived a full life. We've played full out. We didn't hide any of our talents under a bushel, but we actually used them in a way to be an answer to the problems of the world. Use them in a way to solve situations, to offer goods, products, services, moments, volunteer, resources, whatever it is that you've been given to do, use this time to go deep in writing the vision and making it plain, as in Habakkuk, and understanding that God is still moving, He is still working, He is still sitting high, looking low, seeing all things and knowing all things. So be encouraged, family, as I go into prayer right now. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come before the throne of grace boldly, knowing that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And Lord, we need you now more than ever. Your word says to pray without ceasing, and all we can do is pray for strength, for wisdom, for guidance during this very difficult time that this entire world is facing. But we thank you for your people, that you still place them everywhere, that even on the front lines, those who are putting themselves in harm's way and have subsequently transitioned, that they get an extra star in their crown because they didn't operate in fear. They just continue to operate in the calling that they were given to be a blessing and to help those who need it. So I'm just asking for a special covering on all the first responders, on all those who are continuing each and every day to protect and serve best they can, from the hospital to the streets to the fire department to those who don't have COVID-19 but needed to have surgeries or had other health challenges that are now being put on hold because of the crisis that we're in. We're just asking you to make way out of no way, to be with those who need medication and food, our elderly, the homeless, those incarcerated. There's so many levels that are being affected. Those who have lost jobs, the homelessness that will ensue because those who can't make their bills or are evicted from home. Thank you for touching landlords to be able to waive rent, and businesses and companies to waive payments, to do whatever is necessary to get this particular country and the world over the hump of what this COVID-19 is wreaking. But Lord, as bad as it looks, as crazy as it seems, I know that we serve a God who will not fail. So I'm waiting with expectancy for the continued testimonies of your grace and your mercy, which is sufficient. The continued testimonies of your people who choose to focus on what they can actually impact, which is their reaction, which is the way they show up to be an answer, which is the way they show up to be a blessing, which is the way they choose to comfort in this time. So we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise for how you are using your people, even the scientists and the doctors, to come up with solutions and to answer questions. We pray for leadership all over the world, that they will make the right choices and decisions to protect the lives of their citizens. And we thank you for those who truly been a shining beacon in this dark time. I'm lifting up prayer for Governor Cuomo in the state of New York, because Lord knows we would be in even more dire straits if it wasn't for his leadership. So I cover that man, cover his family, cover Chris Cuomo, his brother, and as he is dealing with being positive that he can get through and be able to continue the work that he's doing, and so many others, so many names to call, dear God. And we're just asking you to be with them. And Ladreen asked for her auntie. Yay, nothing like an auntie, and a special auntie that you love. And we just ask that, you know, Miss Earlene Hickman, Lord, you just cover her and keep her. And I thank you for Ladreen's prayer that she said, let your will be done, and whatever your will is, she will accept. And that is our challenge in our faith walk, to accept your will for whatever we're going through and whatever we're facing. And we're just asking that our will and our wants be lost in you, that we truly can be shining examples of what it means to serve you, that we can exhibit the fruits of the Spirit in our daily interactions, in our words, in our deeds. Let us not get consumed by anxiousness, by depression, by thoughts of suicide and all these other tricks of the enemy to try to steal our joy, to try to give up hope when we need hope the most right now. So we come against any plan of the enemy to attack the minds of your people, because that's where he attacks first. So we just ask you, Lord, to
just renew our minds in your word. Give us the strength, but give those who need professional resources and help to function with mental wellness to get that help, that there's no stigma, there's no shame, that they get the resources that they need so that they can function properly, especially in times like this. We pray for those who are caregivers that are taking care of children or elders that have particular needs that need to be met, and this time is making it very challenging. I ask you to put folks and resources and programs in place that can be a support to them during this time. I pray for families and marriages and the rise of abuse that's going on because people can't cope with what's going on. I ask you to just help them so that they have some outlet, some way to get help and to not stay suffering in silence in abusive situations, but to get the help that they need. We pray for our children who are all jumping from wall to wall and bouncing all around with not being able to go back to school as they knew it and may not be able to return for the rest of this school semester. Give parents patience as they homeschool. Let them lock into resources that are available to help during this time. Help families to find new ways to function and appreciate one another as they are dealing with and going through what has become a new normal. And we pray, Lord, for all of our faithpreneurs, all of those faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to you in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. What a time is this to prove that job stability might not be what it used to be post-COVID-19. So I just ask you to help each and everyone to get the time and resources focused in on how to offer to the marketplace something that they can be compensated for and that they will fill their vessels with the oil that you've given them to be able to create sustainable legacies. So I know you said you never see the righteous go begging bread, so you'll make way out of no way. Those who've been furloughed, those who've been displaced from their jobs or fired, we just ask you to open up new doors and new ways and opportunities that they can get the support that they need. And Lord, we stand in the gap for those who couldn't be on the call this morning. You know where they are, what they're doing. We just ask you to watch over them and to keep them and know that we're lifting up prayer for every household that's represented and just ask that you move as only you can move, that you comfort as only you can comfort, that you lead as only you can lead, and that you bless as only you can bless. Anything that we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. And forgive us for our foolish ways, ways in which we might have fallen outside your will and your way. And we just ask, dear Lord, that you just give us correction in your word. Thank you for loving us even in spite of ourselves, for seeing past our faults and for seeing our needs. So we give you the glory, give you the praise. I thank you for my family. I thank you for covering each and every one. I thank you for taking us through day by day and that's just special covering over my husband, children, my mother, my father, my sister, brothers. I ask you to be with all of them. You know the story of each and every one, and I just present it all to the throne and just give you all the glory and give you all the praise. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for Destiny Designers University. Thank you for all that you are doing and unfolding that I can be of greater service and greater blessing to your people, that this movement of faithpreneurs will continue to be a resounding bright light in a very dim world. All these things I ask in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, family, so we have about 10 minutes for those who didn't get a chance to unmute their lines earlier. If you want to do that now, go right ahead by pressing star 1.
Good morning. I have a quick question. Hello? Hello? Good morning.
Okay, I see one line open.
We can
so
hear
that's you.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
You can go ahead before we wind down.
Can you hear me?
And I see another two lines opening up. We're still full today, and I appreciate being here and being on. But if you can't unmute, it's no worries at all.
Dr. Stacey?
I can feel you through the phone. But I just want
Dr.
to give everyone
Stacey?
An opportunity before I wrap up.
I'll text her.
To have their
okay,
good.
Okay, whoever was just going, go ahead. She can't hear us, but we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Jason, I wanted to get your contact information again because when I put in jasonhodge.biz, it came up that site can't be reached.
Someone trying to unmute.
Okay. I'll check that in. But you can reach me at 253.
Right. Well,
I can't hear you. 253.
237.
I'm praying that we get through this month of April.
37.
Uh-huh.
Safe and well.
253-237-376.
Verdict is out on
the
feeling is necessary and it's not.
Thank you.
It just helps. So please be mindful of that as you move about for essential items if you have to go to supermarket and such. And just please stay sheltered in, stay safe, and be well. Last call before I close out today's call. And for all of those celebrating, you guys are talking. Let me see. Let me try to unmute you guys again. I can't hear you guys.
Thank you.
Roz, are you on the line?
Can you hear us?
Interesting. So my phone is going off. Everyone is saying that they can hear me, but I can't hear
you. Thank
you,
Dr. Stacy.
Thank you, everyone.
I'm not sure. Y'all are trying to speak and unmute, and I don't know what's happening. Let me try one thing.
Thank you, Dr. Stacy.
Well, I think what's happened is that we have blown the circuits again with a lot of people on the call. So if you can hear me, this is what I'm going to do. It is now 10:15. Stay on the line.
I'm going to reset
my system and see if you all are still there. In the event that it doesn't work, no, I love you, and I'm feeling all of you that want to unmute. So we'll try it one more again. And if it doesn't work, by the grace of God, we'll be back together same time, same place next Saturday. But I do appreciate each of you on the line. I hope at least you heard the prayer. Y'all said you could hear me fine. So I'm going to try to come back in. And if you all are able to fellowship amongst yourselves, feel free to stay on after I jump off at 10:30. So let's see if we can get at least another 15 minutes of love on Jesus back shortly. So stand by. I'm going to log off and come back in.
Jason, could you please repeat your phone number?
Sure. It's area code 253-237-3763.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Tom.
Yeah, and you can email me at jason@jasonhodge.biz too.
That's too many letters.
Okay. Did you get it? 253-237-3763.
Hi, Dr. Stacy.
I can hear you.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad y'all were there. Look, my phone started blowing up. Thank you to all my core people. They're like, what's going on? We can hear you. Dial back in. So, hallelujah.
Thank you, Dr. Stacy.
So, you are welcome. You are welcome. Thank y'all for hanging in there, holding it down. That's why I see the enemy trying to trip stuff up. He can't work. He can't work. He can never work because all of y'all prayer warriors are like, oh, no, not today, devil. We're going to figure this out.
Amen.
So thank you.
Good morning, sunshine.
Okay. Good morning, Dad. I was wondering where you were, and I think, I don't know if that was Darnell or Karen that wanted to say something.
That was Darnell.
Okay, go ahead, Darnell.
I just wanted to say amen, Dr. Stacy, and thank you. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Dad. I appreciate you. Go ahead, Darren.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Oh, wait. I hear somebody else. One second, Darren. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I just wanted to announce to the group, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the website, www.unite714.com. It's a it's a national call to prayer at 7:14 in the morning and 7:14 at night. And it's based on the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people who are called by my, I'm going to butcher it, but
they will hear my voice. Uh-huh.
shall humble my, hear my voice and humble themselves and pray, then I will heal the land. And our land needs healing right now. So I would encourage all of you to go check out the website and join in the collective prayer effort.
Can you repeat that, please, sister? It's www.unite714.com. Okay. I have things, but Dr. Stacy, I'm trying to get the things that they'll be on your page, but any of the other warriors, if you're already on Dr. Page, please always be helpful and put it out, because Doc is open. If you're on the call, that means you're approved, so you can put it on the the website of wait, Doc, do I say Destiny Design or VIP Prayer? I always get mixed up.
Yeah, you can do it right in the group, the Destiny Designers University
right
group.
Okay, I love y'all. Y'all have a great day. I just happened to catch that last part. So thank you, sister.
All right, thank you, Rosie. Yes, and thank you for sharing that. And, yes, we need to pray without ceasing at this time for healing for our land. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you, Darren, for standing by and letting the ladies go first, but go on and represent for the brothers.
Yeah, because I was trying to do that a while ago, but then Jason came on, which is not a problem, I'm just saying. Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, good health and strength, family and friends, roof over my head, some food in the refrigerator. Still being able to work, you know, from home, because a lot of people are unfortunately not. And I talked to a good friend of mine back in New Orleans. He was in the hotel industry, so he got laid off. But, of course, we all going to get through this. It's going to take some time. And, you know, thanks for, you know, for God's grace and mercy. And I tell you, these times, we just, like you say, the main thing that I get a lot out of all these calls, but today it's like we got to pray without ceasing. And I want to give, I'm going to put this in a group, too. There's a website that actually a friend of mine gave to me. It has, you know, different scriptures for every day. And the website is www.nintouch.org. And it gives, like, you know, different scriptures and things for each day. So I meditate on that every day, too. So I just wanted to share that with the group. And, of course, Dr. Stacy, I'm grateful for this family and for you, because y'all keep me going. And I'm going to take that to the bank and deposit it.
Thank you, my friend.
I
so appreciate you, Dad. Thank you so much. And you just continue to be safe as you have to go about. Please wear a mask and gloves when you can. Let's just use wisdom out here. And just walk in faith, not fear. So thank you,
absolutely,
my brother. Appreciate you. Thank you for being on.
I'm walking in and out going to another call, so if I hear it, I got to have it repeated. I'm sorry. Darren, say that again for that website.
Oh, yeah, www.nintouch.org.
And you said that's for prescription assistance for medication?
No, that's a website we get, like, they do different scriptures every day.
Scriptures. Okay, gotcha.
Scriptures. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm gonna post it in the group, too.
EagleNookNancyTouch.org, right?
Right.
N-I-N Touch. Okay, I love y'all. Okay, I'm going to ask
love you.
I won't mess y'all up. Dr. Stacy, I love y'all, and y'all have a great day.
No, all right, Ross. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Darren. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Yes, go right ahead.
Hey. Actually, one of my guests was asking me in regard to the Zoom call, that their marketing Zoom call was, is that something later, or is that the thing that Mecca's doing or something? Is there a link for it?
Yes, there is a link for it. I don't have, hold on one second, I don't think I have the link handy, but if you go to her Instagram or her Facebook page, you can pull it up. It starts at 11 o'clock today. And on Instagram, her handle is the. I'm going to spell it. The T-H-E underscore Yoma, Y as in yes, O-M-A underscore method.
The Yoma Method. It just has underscores between the name. And the link to her conference is in her bio on Instagram. If you go to Facebook and you do a search for the Yoma Method or Mecca, I can't remember which one she is on Facebook, you'll see it there. And if you go to my page, and it's also in the group, I will put it in the Facebook group. Again, so that you all can connect if you want to support her there. I'm opening up for her this morning. Okay.
Thank you so much.
If you do a search, she has, no problem, she has a Eventbrite link to join it. So if you do a search on Eventbrite, you might be able to find it there as well. So that's another option. Okay. So the name of the conference is called Marketing, Business Marketing and Mastery Conference. And let me see, she has an email. Okay, here we go. Here's the information for Eventbrite. So it's Business and Mastery Marketing Conference Webinar.eventbrite.com. And her email is movement101@yomamethod.com. movement101@yomamethod.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, right. Karen.
And I think that in touch might be Dr. Charles Stanley, maybe? I think. Okay. Go ahead. Somebody else had a question.
Okay. There was two people with a question. Go right ahead.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to remind people to definitely get into the CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S. Make sure that even if you're self-employed or independent contractor, that you apply for the disaster relief. But if you just Google CARES Act 2020, you'll be able to get the information, and you can also go to sba.gov. Thank you.
Absolutely. I actually posted that link in my group, and in the group rather, and on my page. So it's a quick form that you can fill out. You can be a sole proprietor and or a corporation. So definitely fill that out. And you can get the link off of any one of my social media pages. Oh, well, on Facebook. I have to post it on Instagram. So thank you for that reminder, because definitely everybody can receive a little relief. It would be a blessing.
Dr. Stacy.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Queen Mother Mary again, and thank you for acknowledging our loss of Dan. It, you know, it just heartens our heart, but he's been such a blessing to us all. And I just wanted to offer to everyone that I am a registered nurse, and I'm so anxious. I would love to get out there and be helpful, but I'm in a risk group. So God has laid it upon my heart to utilize my skill as a case manager for people with cancer and who are hospice patients to offer telephonic help through these periods and understanding what's going on with us in our well-being and our mind, our body, our spirit and all. So I open up to anyone who needs that assistance and just, you know, needs a voice to call me at any time at 804-690-4800. I might not be able to be a nurse out there in the field, but I can talk you off the edge. So feel free to call at any time.
Thank you so much, Queen Mother Mary, for offering that to all of our family members, because it is a lot, you know, for everybody to deal with and go through. So we appreciate you offering that. And thank you all for being here and then also being patient with these lines, because they're continuing to fill up. We actually expanded the reach of the line so that we can incorporate more people that need to just connect and be a part of the family, especially in times like this. So I appreciate all of you. There would be no call without you. And please keep me in your prayers. I'm not independent of it. And I am blessed and honored that you would find time to just join in
each and every week, that this community continues to build and grow, and we continue to just shine God's light. So my prayers and love go out to each and every one of you. Be well, stay safe, and keep walking in faith, not fear. And ultimately, you know the mantra, action, action, despite the distraction. We're going to press, push, pray, and praise our way in. So take care, family. And Dave, look, we have some Ministry of Music coming on it. Yes, I feel you humming. So I appreciate y'all. I have to jump off so I can go prepare. But have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.